tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this amazing series, Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss various aspects related to our lives as a Muslim, and together with that, the challenges that we may face in our day-to-day life. And together with that, this solution according to our Islamic values, inshallah, azza wa jal. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the virtues of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the first human being and the father of mankind. But before that, let's remind one another to recite Durood and Salam in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to extol the virtues of the recitation of Salat and Salam, it is mentioned in narrations that there used to be a man in Bani Israel whom the people of Bani Israel, after he died, they dragged him by his feet and threw him on a pile of filth. So this was the treatment they gave him after his passing away. Because he was a person of evil character. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the revelation to the prophet of Bani Israel that that so-and-so servant is thrown there, give him proper burial, ghusl, janaza, and everything. So the Prophet, he went there and he communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said to him, Ya Allah, Bani Israel, they are saying that he was the person of evil character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet that, yes, indeed, what Bani Israel are saying is correct. But when he would open Torah and he would stumble upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would kiss it with utmost love and reverence, and then he would recite Salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, I have forgiven him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a great reward for the one from Bani Israel. And if he can be forgiven by the virtue of reciting Salat and Salam in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are his ummah. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would be the end result if we truly devote to him and recite Salat and Salam with utmost love and affection in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. If he was, as we are discussing the virtues of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the father of mankind, before the creation of heavens and the earth, Allah Almighty created the jinns and the angels. So first he created the angels and then he created the jinns from fire. And after them, humans were created. The first human is the beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Adam, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he alayhi salam is the first messenger as well, who was sent to his offspring with a sharia. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is referred to as the first of the messengers, meaning awwalu rusul, because he alayhi salam was the first to be sent for the guidance of people after disbelief and polytheism had spread. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is also the first vicegerent and the first khalifa of Allah Almighty, just as it is stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 30.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً.
And, O beloved, recall when your Lord said to the angels, I am about to appoint my vicegerent on the earth. It is stated in the commentary of this verse that Khalifa refers to that individual who is a vicegerent in terms of implementing laws and having other authorities. Although all of the prophets alayhi salam are the vicegerents of Allah Almighty, Khalifa here refers to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The angels, they were informed of the vicegerency of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, so that they ask regarding the wisdom behind him being made the vicegerent. And the greatness and excellence of the vicegerent becomes apparent to them. So as he was granted the title of Khalifa before his birth, and the residents of the heavens were given glad tidings of his birth, subhanallah. And this has been mentioned in the beautiful tafsir, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, mashallah. And the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal and his messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that, O devotees of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty is free from the need of consulting anyone. However, here, the news of appointing a vicegerent was given to the angels in a way that apparently seemed like a consultation. This indicates the fact that before carrying out any important work, one should consult with those under their supervision, so that if they have any reservations regarding that matter, it can be resolved. Or one could receive a beneficial suggestion that will allow for that thing to be carried out in an even better manner. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal also instructs His beloved and final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to consult with the Sahaba. Undoubtedly, Allah Almighty is not in need of consulting with the angels, and the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not in need of consulting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. However, mentioning consultation is to teach the Ummah so that they act upon this sunnah as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that when this blessed verse was revealed, what is that verse? وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ, and consult with them in matters. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, indeed, Allah Almighty and His Messenger are free from consulting. However, Allah Almighty has made consulting a mercy for my ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are three beautiful sayings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard, and inshallah, we'll present them to you. In the first hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever intends to carry out something and he consults a Muslim in this, Allah Almighty grants him guidance regarding the correct matter. In the second hadith, it is mentioned that whosoever consulted, he will not be regretful. Subhanallah. And in the third hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and this hadith is taken from Tafsir Qurtubi, the one who takes the opinion of others, he will never be misfortunate. And whosoever takes his own opinion and disregards the advice of others, he will never be fortunate. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are now going to listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. And as we always do, we introduce a beautiful kalam in every episode, mashallah. In this episode, we have a beautiful kalam for you. Listen to it and boost your yearning for visiting the city of Madina Munawwara. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inculcated in our hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah, we'll return after this kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
آہ شاہ بحرو بر میں مدینہ چھوڑا آیا آہ شاہ بحرو بر میں مدینہ چھوڑا آیا بڑا سر پر میں مدینہ چھوڑا آیا آغا مسجد نبوی ہائے گنبد خضرا آغا مسجد نبوی، ہائے گنبد خضرا، آہ روضہ انور، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، آہ روضہ انور، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، غم کے چھا گئے بادل، دل میں مچ گئی ہلچل، غم کے چھا گئے بادل، دل میں مچ گئی ہلچل، آہ اے میرے یاور، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، آہ اے میرے یاور، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، جب چلا تھا طیبہ کو، تھی خوشی میرے دل کو، جب چلا تھا طیبہ کو، تھی خوشی میرے دل کو، آہ اب ہے دل مضطر، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، آہ اب ہے دل مضطر، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، اب غم مدینہ سے چاک چاک سینہ گئے، اب غم مدینہ سے چاک چاک سینہ گئے، کیوں کہوں نہ رو رو کر، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، کیوں کہوں نہ رو رو کر، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، آہ دن مدینے کے جلد جلد گزرے تھے، آہ دن مدینے کے جلد جلد گزرے تھے، ہائے جلد چھوٹا در، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، ہائے جلد چھوٹا در، میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا، سبز گنبد اور مینا آہ چھٹ گئے سرکار سبز گنبد اور مینا آہ چھٹ گئے سرکار پھر بلائیے سرور میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا پھر بلائیے سرور میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا دور ہو گیا سرکار آہ غمزدہ عطار دور ہو گیا سرکار غمزدہ عطار جلد آؤں پھر در پر میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا جلد آؤں پھر در پر میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا آہ شاہ بحروبر میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا کوہ غم پڑا سر پر میں مدینہ چھوڑ آیا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دس سورفل کلام واز اباؤٹ لیونگ دا مبارک سٹی آف مدینہ منورہ اینڈ اٹ از ہارٹ بریکنگ فار اے ڈیووٹی فار اے لور وین ہی ہیز ٹو لیو دا مبارک سٹی آف مدینہ منورہ اللہ اکبر سید اعلی حضرت سیز پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ٹھوکریں سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں اللہ اکبر مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی گرانٹ اس آل دی توفیق اینڈ ابلٹی ٹو وزٹ دا مبارک روضہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دا سٹی آف دا بیلوڈ مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان مدینہ منورہ اینڈ مے اللہ میک اٹ سچ that when we go there, we don't have to come back. And our death be there in the blessed feet of the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. As our topic for today is virtues of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. In this regard, it is mentioned, historical fact, that Allah Almighty created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from soil without a mother and father. The account regarding His creation is that Allah Almighty commanded Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to bring a fistful of soil from the earth. When Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam intended to take some soil from the earth asked the reason behind this. So he mentioned the entire account, whereupon the earth said, I seek the refuge of Allah Almighty, that something be removed from me, or that something of mine be ruined. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam returned without the soil and said, O my Lord, the earth sought refuge in you. Therefore, respecting your holy name and your honor, I returned and granted it refuge. Thereafter, Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam and he also granted it refuge. And then mentioned the same thing in the divine court that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam has mentioned. Then Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, and he returned in the same manner as well. He then sent Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, and when the earth sought refuge from him, he alayhi salam said, I seek refuge in Allah Almighty that I return without fulfilling his command. Thus, he alayhi salam took some soil from the earth, and Allah Almighty appointed him to take the souls of people, meaning that he is the one who separates the soil from the earth. So he will return it as well. And he was named Malakul Maut, meaning the angel of death. And this has been mentioned in Tafsir Naimi and in Tafsir Azizi as well. Subhanallah. So how many types of soil was taken by Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death? The final prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stated that Allah Almighty created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from a fistful of soil that was taken from the entire earth. Therefore, the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came into being in accordance to the earth. Amongst them are the red, the white, the black, and those in between, the soft and the hard, the wretched and the pure. Some people stated that 60 colors were present in the soil of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and all of them are found in his progeny. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he created in many different colors. And this is perhaps the reason that we are all different colors, subhanallah, but we are all at the same time children of one father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he stated that indeed Allah Almighty created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam on the day of Friday after Asr, and he created him from Adimul Ard, meaning a fistful of soil from the apparent part of the earth, which is why he is known as Adam. Subhanallah. This is a little history behind his name as to why he was named Adam. And his offspring are known as Admi, meaning the people of Adam. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, as Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is the father of all mankind, his kunya and appellation is Abul Bashr, the father of all humans. And one of his kunya is Abu Muhammad, and this will be his appellation and his nickname in paradise as well. Just as it is mentioned in the hadith that nobody will have a kunya in paradise except for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And out of honor and veneration for him, his appellation and his nickname, his kunya will be Abu Muhammad in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is stated in one narration that when Allah Almighty intended to create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he said to the earth, I am about to bring forth a creation from you. Whoever obeys me, I will cause him to enter paradise. And whosoever disobeys me, I will cast him into hell. Upon this, the earth said, O my Lord, will you create from me such a creation that will enter hell? So Allah Almighty replied, yes. Whereupon the earth wept so much that springs began to flow and will continue to do so until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The earth, it fears Allah and his wrath so much. But we who are made of this soil and earth, we do not have that fear. Why don't we cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The earth requested in the court of Allah Almighty, O Allah, my soil has decreased on account of it being taken from me. Allah Almighty replied, do not worry. Whenever a person returns to you, he will be more beautiful and fragrant than before. This is why the deceased are scented with musk and perfume. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There is a reason as to why there is less happiness and more sadness in a person's life. As everything is based upon reason, cause and effect, this is the world we live in. And with the command of Allah Almighty, when the soil was collected from the earth, Allah Almighty gave the command for it to be put in the place where the Kaaba is today. The angels were then commanded to make a clay from it using different types of water. Then 40 days of rain showered down upon it, 39 days of sadness and one of happiness. This is why there is less happiness in a person's life and there are more sad occasions. From the soil that was left over from that which was used to prepare the blessed form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, a date palm tree was created, just as the fourth Khalifa of the Muslim Sayyidina Mawla Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, honor the date, for it was created from the leftover soil of your father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. In another narration, it is mentioned that dates, grapes and pomegranates were created from the leftover soil of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah, this has been mentioned in Faizul Qadir. With regards to the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, it is mentioned that when the soil was prepared for the blessed body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, it was made so dry through the use of wind that it became like a reverberating clay, like ceramic. Then Allah Almighty commanded the angels to place it between Makkah and Ta'if in the valley of Nu'man, close to Mount Arafat. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam with his power, and the angels had never seen such a beautiful appearance and form before. Thus, they were astonished to see the blessed form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and continued to gaze at him with amazement whilst surrounding him, subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam said, when Allah Almighty created the form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in paradise, he left him in that state for as long as he would. Iblis began to walk around him, trying to work out what it was. And when he saw his empty stomach, he understood that this is such a creation that will be unable to control itself. Meaning, at the time of being overcome with the desire and anger, this creation will be unable to control its nafs and will find it difficult to dispel satanic whispers. It is stated in another narration that after seeing the blessed form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Iblis also said, yes, there is an enclosed object towards the left side of his chest, but I have no idea as to what it contains. Perhaps it is the place of that lordly secret due to which he has been made rightful to vicegerency. Subhanallah. Iblis asked the angels, if he, meaning Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, has been created superior to you, what will you do? They replied, we will obey the command of Allah Almighty. The accursed Satan said to himself, if he is made superior to me, I will not follow him. Imam Hakim Tirmizi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that when Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to the earth, Satan incited the wild animals against him. As a result of this, a dog was the first to attack him. During this time, Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam descended and said, place your hand upon it. Thus Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam did this, which caused the dog to become calm and tame and began to protect him rather. Subhanallah. Love for humans has been placed in the nature of dogs until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, such beautiful narration. The reason as to why Friday is called Jumu'ah, subhanallah, the meaning of Jumu'ah is to gather or to be complete. And Friday is known as Jumu'ah because the blessed body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was completed on this day, on this beautiful day of Friday. And the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, the best day on which the sun rises is the day of Friday. It was on this day that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was born, and it was on this day that he was sent down from paradise, and it was on this day that his repentance was accepted, and it was on this day that he passed away. It is on this day that the day of judgment will be established. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the meaning of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam being born is either his body being completed or his soul being blown into his body, because the formation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's body took a long time, gathering every type of soil and water, then constructing it, then creating the external and internal organs, then drying it for a long time. All of this took many, many days. It did not occur in just one day or 1 hour. Now, with regards to the pain that we feel from time to time, it is also directed to the soul. When Allah Almighty commanded the soul to enter the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the soul said, O Allah Almighty, this place is extremely deep and there is darkness. The divine command was given 3 times and the soul replied in this manner all the 3 times. Thus Allah Almighty said, you are entering unwillingly, so you will feel severe pain when exiting. This is the reason why there is severe pain when the soul leaves the human body. It is stated in Tafsir al-Naimi, that it is mentioned in some narrations, when the light of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed in the forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the soul began to enter slowly. The soul first entered the blessed head, which caused Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to sneeze. So Allah Almighty inspired him to say, Alhamdulillah. Thus, he alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillah. And Allah Almighty himself replied, Yarhamukallah. And when the soul reached his blessed back, he alayhi salam intended to stand but fell down, as the soul had not yet reached his lower half. Once the soul had reached his entire body, Allah Almighty said to him, O Adam, who am I? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam replied, you are Allah Almighty. There is none worthy of worship besides you. Allah Almighty then said, you have spoken the truth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These amazing facts about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the father of mankind, whom we are supposed to know and familiarize ourselves with, because he is our father as well. It is narrated in Tirmidhi that Allah Almighty said to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, go to this group of angels that is sitting and say, Assalamu alaikum. Thus, he alayhi salam said, Assalamu alaikum, to which the angels replied, Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. He alayhi salam then returned to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Almighty said, this is your greeting and that of your offspring. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this account, we also come to know that giving salam is a very old sunnah. Spread the blessings of salam and gain an abundance of divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. The religious movement of prophetic devotees, Dawat-e-Islami, spreads the sunnah and conveys the message of the sunnah to every home. Pious deed number 30 in the 72 pious deeds booklet states that today, did you give salam to the Muslims sitting and standing on the pathway when traveling home to the office, on the train, bus, etc., and when passing through the streets? Allahu Akbar. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla get into the habit of paying salam, greeting one another with the beautiful greeting of Islam, and that is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah azza wa jalla. The great tabi'i, the shining lamp of Ahl Bayt, Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahimahullah ta'ala, narrates from his grandfather, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty, through His grace and mercy, placed salinity in the eyes of humans, for they are both pieces of fat, and if this was not the case, they would melt. Allah Almighty favored mankind by placing bitterness in the ears, which is an obstacle for insects. For if an insect were to enter the ear, it would reach the brain. However, when it tastes the bitterness, it flees. Allah Almighty, through His infinite mercy, placed heat in the nostrils of mankind, by which He smells odors. And if this was not the case, the brain would become foul smelling. Allah Almighty showered His favor and grace upon man by placing sweetness on his lips, through means of which he tastes things and people are mesmerized by the sweetness of his speech. SubhanAllah, this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner he created man and the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and the angel said, Allah Almighty will not create something that has more knowledge than us and is more honored than us in the divine court. The angels were tested by means of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal tests people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests people and He tested the angels as well. He tests all His creation. He makes them go through tests. The more a person is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes the more severe is the test. They were tested. The angels were tested by means of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And similarly, Allah Almighty tests people so that it may become apparent as to who is obedient and who is disobedient, and whosoever ponders over this world and the hereafter, he understands the superiority of one over the other. And he recognizes that the world is the abode of tests and will come to an end, whereas the hereafter is the abode of recompense and will remain forever. Therefore, if you have the ability to do so, become from amongst those people who leave the need of this world for the need of the hereafter. We need to be that kind of people. And the ability to do good is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a valuable lesson, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. And this has been the episode of today, mashallah, where we discuss the virtues of father of mankind, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Inshallah azza wa jal, there will be more and more episodes upcoming. But for now, we are going to introduce our segment for today. And mashallah, in every day's segment, we introduce a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina. Inshallah, in today's episode and segment as well, we will introduce a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina. Inshallah azza wa jal, if you do not have the book, inshallah, you can visit the bookshop of Dawat Islami in your area, in your locality, or you can visit the website of Dawat Islami and download it in the digital form by visiting www.dawatislami.net free of cost, inshallah azza wa jal, and try to read, and inshallah, let's become a reading nation. And we introduce now our segment for today, and that is, to succeed you must read, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all beneficial knowledge. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. For now, we will listen to a beautiful nasiha and clip. And after that, we'll be back. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, a man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Number one, what activities did he spend his life on? Number two, how he spent his youth. Number three, where he earned his wealth from. Number four, where he spent that wealth. And number five, to what extent did he act upon the knowledge he had. So how are we using our free time? The knowledge that we have, that we learn through going to the masjid, through going to our ijtimaas, to our gatherings, do we act upon that? That where are we earning our wealth from? Is it halal or is it haram? Where are we spending that wealth? Where is that money going? We need to assess our lives. Where is our life going? In which direction are we going? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to prepare for these five questions and to use these blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the right way, and earn rizq halal and spend it in halal manners, and value our life before we reach death. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome back, dear viewers. And now we introduce our today's book, and that is Imam Ahmad Raza and Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti. SubhanAllah, this is a wonderful publication of Maktabatul Madina. And in this book, you'll find that Alhamdulillah, on page number 2, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat discusses the account of Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Hasan Sanjari, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan writes that Khaja Mu'inuddin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his shrine is a hub of blessings. Maulana Barakat Ahmad, with whom I shared a sheikh and who was my father's student, explained how he saw a non-Muslim covered in boils from head to toe. Allah knows best how many there were. And he would come at noon and roll upon the hot stones outside the shrine, exclaiming, "O Khaja, my body is on fire." He was seen completely cured when he came for the third day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After Imam Hazrat Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, completed his second hajj in the year 1905, the scholar Abdus Salam Jabalpuri rahimahullah ta'ala invited him to Jabalpur, Bombay. The Imam said that, "I must visit Ajmer first, after which I will go to Bareilly. I will come to Jabalpur some other time." Allah Akbar. This was his devotion to Ajmer and Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. The love and respect possessed by the Imam for Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is clearly evidenced from this reliable historic account, and also explains the fact that Imam Hazrat Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman would visit Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's mazar and speak during the gatherings held to commemorate the passing away of Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This was organized by the caretaker of the Roza. A huge number of people, scholars and even rulers of local regions like Deccan travelers from afar to listen. Allahu Akbar. An inspiring incident occurred during the final days of Imam Mirza's life. As he traveled to Ajmer Sharif, Noor Ahmad Qadri conveys this story from his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Nabi Qadri Radhwi, Rahmatullahi Ali. Imam Mirza Khan, Rahmatul Rahman, he left Bareilly and journeyed towards Ajmer for the yearly ceremony of Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's passing. And he had 10 or 11 students with him. This included his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Nabi Qadri Radhwi, and his grandfather's teacher, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman Qadri. The railway took people from Delhi to Ajmer, and it would reach Phulera station by Maghrib time. Phulera had one of the biggest railway stations of the time, through which trains from Sambar, Jodhpur and Bikaner ran. People arriving from these trains were also traveling to Ajmer. The train headed there would stay for 40 minutes to allow passengers time to board. On the way to Ajmer, I have seen Phulera station and traveled on this train numerous times. The time for Maghrib Salah had begun. By the time the Imam reached Phulera station, he turned to his students and said, "Let's pray together here on the platform." Shawls and scarves were laid down to pray upon, and those who were not in the state of wudu went to perform ablution. The Imam, who spent most of his time in ablution, he then stepped forward to lead in salah. He reassured, "Pray with complete calmness. The train will not leave until we finish, inshallah." Upon saying this, Imam Hazrat Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, led salah. As they completed one unit of prayer, the train sounded its horn and the rest of the travelers rushed to it. Yet the Imam and those behind him continued praying with focus and humility. As they were performing the second rakat, the train sounded its final horn, but amazingly could not move. It was full of passengers. The worried driver and guards could not figure out why it was not moving. An English station master came to the platform and told the driver to disconnect the engine to the rest if it works. The driver did this and engine worked perfectly, yet when it was reattached to the cables, it did not budge. The station master asked the guards why this was happening. One of them was a Muslim and he explained how one of the worshippers was a great saint of Allah, and the train would not move until he finished praying. Otherwise, there was no reasonable explanation. The station master agreed and proceeded to stand near the Imam and those praying behind him. He was amazed by the focus and sincerity. English was his native language, but he was also fluent in Urdu and Persian. His conversation with the guard was in Urdu. Imam Al-Zakhan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, finished his salah, then sent salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loudly and raised his hands to make dua. Afterwards, the station master went to him and said, with utmost respect, please hurry, the train is not moving because you are busy in worship. The Imam replied, this is time to pray and a true Muslim never misses salah. It is obligatory for Muslims to offer salah on time. How can I ignore this? The Imam then said to the station master, we have finished our salah. The train will move now, inshallah, azza wa jal. After that, the Imam and his students boarded the train and the latter sounded its horn and departed. The station master bid farewell and the saintly miracle he witnessed lingered in his mind. Subhanallah, the Imam was heading towards Ajmer, but the station master was in contemplation throughout the night. By morning, he passed his responsibilities to his deputy and traveled to Ajmer Sharif with his family. He intended to accept Islam at the hands of Imam Hazrat Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman at the shrine of Khaja Muinuddin Chishti Hasan Sanjari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. When he reached Ajmer, the Imam was delivering a speech in Shah Jahani Masjid. He listened to it intently. Once completed, he approached the Imam and said, since you left Phulera station, I have been anxious and restless. I have traveled all this way with my family and wish to accept Islam at your hands. After witnessing your miracle, I am certain that Islam is the truth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the enthusiasm that was created in his heart through the barakah of salah that was alhamdulillah performed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and the dedication he showed towards salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The English station master named Robert, he reverted to Islam after that, you know, along with 9 members of his family. Not only him, but 9 members of his family also reverted to Islam at the hands of Imam Hazrat Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman in front of thousands of people at the shrine of Khaja Muinuddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He was given the name Abdul Qadir and was admitted into Qadiriyya spiritual order. Subhanallah. The Imam gave this advice to the reverts. What was his advice? Always act upon the sunnah. Never miss a salah. Keep the required fast and perform hajj when you have the opportunity. Pay zakat and serve Islam however you can. Propagate Islam when you return to your homeland and consider it a great blessing for you. Acquire knowledge of the Quran and teach your family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a profound nasiha for a revert. Allahu Akbar. Once the 9 revert, they finished reciting the Holy Quran, they left India and returned to their homeland to spread Islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. It is mentioned that on one occasion, Imam Hazrat Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman was in Ajmer. An announcement was made that he will be delivering the Friday speech in the Shah Jahani Masjid. The speech was about the rank of Khaja Ghaib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Many people gathered hours before Friday Salah to listen, filling the masjid and surrounding area. They were amazed by the eloquence and oration on display. A further announcement was made that the speech would continue after Isha Salah. All were elated to hear this. After Isha, the speech continued till late into the night. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such was Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and his devotion to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to this great saint and the king of India, Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Inshallah, let's conclude this episode and program on the recitation of Durood and Salam in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.